First of all, I want to remind you that we have Movie with McNeil on Wednesday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock and in the St. John Paul room. And the movie is Lilies of the Field. And if some of the kids are not in school for those days, it's a great movie for them as well. There was a country where there was a particular tax on the clapper of the bells that made them ring. And this one church had a beautiful church and a beautiful bell tower and a very, very good bells, or a very good bell, but they didn't have a clapper because it was too expensive. So they would hire somebody to come and he'd push the bell and it would come and hit him in the head and the bell would ring. So they hired a fellow to do that. And there was a big celebration for the church, and he was very excited and he pushed it so hard it came, hit him and made the bell ring and knocked him out of the tower onto the ground dead. And they asked the priest, who was he? He said, I can't remember his name, but his face rings a bell. A week later, the fellow's twin brother came to take the job. And he was doing great at it, but again, there was a big celebration, very enthusiastic, pushed it, came back, hit him, rang the bell, he's down dead. He says, who is this? He says, I can't remember his name either, but he's a dead ringer for his brother. Now you're thinking, what's the point? The point is that laughter is a reflection of the joy that should be ours. The first reading is one of the servant songs from the third part of the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when Jesus begins his ministry, he uses those words to define and declare his purpose, to bring glad tidings to the poor, liberty to captives, and so forth. In other words, he lets those who believe to know that this world is not all there is, and that while we are in this world, we share in the divine life. We share sanctifying grace, God's life, with God living within us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit living within us, sanctifying grace. And we share thereby with Jesus' victory over death by his dying and rising again. Therefore, as Paul says, we are to rejoice always. That certainly doesn't mean we won't have difficulties. Paul elsewhere in his writings shares that the difficulties that he has, the struggles he has to proclaim the gospel message. We are to remember first and always that God loves us. And more important, that God loves each one of us. That Christ has already won the victory. The war is done, but there are still battles to fight. We are God's beloved children, sons and daughters of the Father, brothers and sisters of Christ Jesus. And while the war is done, there are still battles that we have to fight, and some of those battles we may lose. We will lose through disappointments. We'll lose through sufferings of our loved ones and our own sufferings. We will suffer as a consequence of the death of loved ones. But those defeats and setbacks can be transformed into Christ's victory. We therefore must seek God's grace to be joyful, even in the midst of sadness and discouragement. We are not to be sad-faced saints, but always to know that God loves each one of us, and that each one of us shares in his victory, and we will share in that victory forever. We are to live as John the Baptist lived in the gospel, to proclaim what is truth. Whether people want to hear it or not, we are to proclaim it. We are to know who we are, as John knew who he was, that each of us is a beloved child of God, sisters or brothers of Christ Jesus, and therefore brothers and sisters to one another as well. We are to lead others by our words and by our lives that bear witness to the truth of our words, that we are, in fact, God's children, that Jesus' words are true, and we are therefore to lead others, as John did, to Jesus, to fulfill to the fullness of eternal life, where we will have joys forevermore.